Good Friday, everybody. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Excited to get this one rocking and rolling today. A lot to break into. It is a big NFL football weekend. Obviously, we have the national championship game on Monday. We have the FCS national championship game tomorrow. We are efforting to get Kevin Marshall. We know Kevin very well, host of FCS Nation Radio. We carry that program here on KFKA, so looking to get him on as Montana State goes head-to-head with North Dakota State. Now, this is intriguing on so many different levels to me. Obviously, you have a Big Sky Conference game or a Big Sky Conference team in the mix. So I know Angel's already thinking, how do we make sure it's not Montana State next year and UNC? I was going to ask Kevin, how far away could the Bears be? Hey, it's cool when you see a team in the Big Sky Conference. It's also interesting to me because the defensive coordinator for Montana State, Freddie Banks, is going to be the next defensive coordinator for CSU. So pretty pumped to see what happens there. I have some CSU stories that I want to get into today as well. Kevin Lytle tweeting out about 3 hours ago that Fort Collins high school football players, who you've heard about on this station a lot, Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talked about these guys and covered their games. Those players, Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson, had previously committed to CSU. They were not reoffered after the coaching change. I think they were like big-time scholarships, too, like full-ride type scholarships. Kevin posted another tough example of the business end of college football that impacts many. Great kids excited to see their future. I've got a lot of thoughts on this, too. Because as we talked to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, yesterday, just about how crazy the college landscape is with the transfer portal, with the name, image, and likeness, with, well, now COVID's rescheduling. And then this side of it. This is the side of it that, you know, we don't talk about near as much when there is a massive coaching change. And because of the transfer portal, it does make it easier to, I think it makes it easier to say, I don't want those other guys on that were committed under Addazio. Because you saw how many Nevada, what is it, like 11 or so? How many Nevada players enter the transfer portal to end up coming over to CSU? So you're going to see this more where it was kind of a rarity. You're going to see this left and right because new coaching staff comes in and they're going to want their guys. And there is no, I also think this adds more pressure to a coach like Jay Norvell. Don't you think? Because now you don't get the excuse necessarily of saying, well, you got to wait 2 to 3 years until they get all their guys in. You're getting your first draft, your first signing class, which some of them will play, some of them won't, depending on transfers. But now you're getting transfers coming over. So you're instantly getting, you know, like their quarterback, for example, transferred right over. That guy's probably going to be the starting quarterback for Nevada. So you are getting that excuse doesn't go away necessarily, but it doesn't have as much power as it used to, because we used to say you got to give a head college coach, you know, 2, 3, 4 years until you really start putting the pressure on him, depending on how things go. Well, because of the transfer portal, I think that the pressure, depending on how you want to look at it, changes, because you can't really use the excuse of, well, he's got to build it up. He doesn't have any of his guys there. Well, now he does have those guys there. So, all right, cool. We got a lot. I think that's interesting, though, the Montana State connection. Certainly interesting going forward to see how that obviously impacts the issue with the defensive coordinator, Freddie Banks. Joining me now, Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio. You hear that right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Kevin, my friend, great to finally get you on the program.
Well, it's been a long time, and I'm really happy to be on with you, Brady. Really love the fans there in Greeley, and I think y'all are building something really special there with Ed McCaffrey. A couple of years from now, wouldn't shock me if y'all were down here.
You know, my producer on the other side of the glass, Angel, is just he's got the biggest grin on his face. He's a diehard Bears fan. So hearing you say that, I mean, that just made his day, my friend. It made his year, probably.
Well, look, Big Sky teams can get here. The path is set. You can avoid some teams that are really good on the schedule and, you know, host home games. And if you can do that, man, the road is clear to Frisco. It just goes through Bozeman and Missoula and Cheney and hopefully through Greeley here now in the next few years.
Boy, wouldn't that? And I want to talk to you. I want to follow up on that at some point, too, because I'd definitely love to get your thoughts, you know, just on what you're seeing with Coach McCaffrey and all that. Obviously, things were crazy for him coming in with the COVID year and such, but I do want to get your thoughts overall. But let's look at this game first and foremost. I was talking about the connection with Montana State. Obviously, Freddie Banks, CSU fans. We talk a lot of CSU football here. CSU football fans probably are going to be watching this game with vested interest, you know, because of what Freddie Banks did with Montana State.
That's a really good defensive group, and they've made him look really good. He puts them in the right positions. They close well. I mean, any defense that has Troy Anderson and Daniel Hardy on it, you know, is going to be a good defense. But the defensive line is solid. They're getting guys back that they haven't had in a while. Didn't play against South Dakota State even. And some guys who have been out since the second and third week of the season. This three-week period is huge because both of these teams are going to be as healthy as they've been since week one.
We're talking to Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio. And I want to point out, it's the only nationally syndicated radio show about the football championship subdivision. So I know a lot of our fans here, a lot of our UNC listeners certainly appreciate what you do. And now putting all this coverage into this game. And these are two outstanding football teams. Obviously, to get this far, to get to the championship, you have to be. But those teams, you know, you put them up against a lot of teams at the FBS level. And I think they're doing some miraculous things, as we've seen, actually.
Well, look, the Wyoming game, I'm still not really sure what happened there at the end for Montana State. You know, you're supposed to stop the clock at a first down, and that didn't happen. And they were, you know, look, they gave Wyoming all they wanted, and I think we all saw in the bowl game that that's a pretty solid football team. I mean, what's the common denominator there? Well, there's an NDSU link there, too. It was Craig Bohl who started all this running here for national championships at NDSU, and he was the head coach there. So these two teams, they match up extremely well, Brady. The line play on both sides is as solid as you're going to find in this subdivision, and there are guys playing on the defensive line and offensive line for both of these teams that probably should be playing at FBS schools. But maybe they weren't as good coming out of high school as they are right now. That's what one of the great things about our subdivision is that it's about player development. You look at a high school senior and you think, what's he going to look like 5 years down the line? At the P5 and now even the G5 level, those guys have to be able to come in and compete right then. The development isn't there. So you're going to look at a bunch of guys who have been in the program for a while, have bought in, and these are the results, playing for all the marbles tomorrow at high noon from Frisco, Texas.
High noon, I love it. Well, let's switch over to North Dakota State as far as some of those key players. And as you mentioned, they got that offensive line, they got the D-line, which, again, if you have your offensive line set and your defensive line set, you're going to be able to do a lot of things on the football field. But talk to us about that quarterback play with Cam Miller, about 1,300 yards. The guy doesn't throw many interceptions, does he?
No, he doesn't, and it's just a story in perseverance. They brought in two Power 5 transfers to beat him out for the job,
Wow. And
all he's done is be the last man standing with the starting quarterback job. So that's outstanding, right? As easy as it is to get in the transfer portal now when things don't go your way. But he needs to be able to just get those really short pitch and catch things that are really a part of the NDSU offense. If he can have time to complete those, you know, maybe some screen passes, because, look, Montana State's defense is going to be in his face all day, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they try to neutralize that. I think you do it with screen passes, draw plays, you know, things to use their aggressiveness against them. He's a good player, but if you can get him off his spot, he will make a mistake or two.
Well, and he can move around a little bit, too. You know, I think he had over 200 rushing yards last time I checked. So he can move, and that's another thing. When you have those weapons, when you have that ability, and as you said, if you can do these different kind of draw plays, screen plays, having that ability to move around the pocket quickly, I mean, you're going to have to, like you said, because Montana State, that defense is tough, and they'll be coming at him.
Look, and on the other side, I mean, is there a better story in the country in college football this year than Tommy Mellott? I mean, the Montana State quarterback who started every game for them gets in the transfer portal 48 hours before their first playoff game. And what does this young man from Butte come in and do? Oh, you know, he just, you know, beat the defending national champion on their field, and it wasn't even close. So, and then, you know, you do what you do against Tennessee Martin. And then, you know, everybody saw what happened against South Dakota State. We're watching a young man grow up right in front of our faces. And, look, I've been in Montana now. This is my 10th winter. And when you move from South Carolina to Montana, you have a tendency to measure your time by the winters. It's a very significant event every year in your life, right? I've learned that you don't really bet against boys from Butte, Montana. They're just a little bit different there.
No question about it. I mean, when it comes to football, my goodness, it's just one of those tough nosed teams. I love that you point out these kids too that, you know, either stick out the transfer portal craze or they utilize it to their benefit. Both teams have those examples, and that is such a hot and heavy topic now. But you're seeing, hey, on the quarterback side for North Dakota State, a guy that, you know, waits it out, bides his time, and ends up excelling, and look where he's playing this Saturday. And then another guy that, you know, looking for new opportunities, comes over to Montana State, and look what you have there. So I love both of those storylines going into this one.
Look, that's one of the things about this level of football, Brady. You know that most of these kids are easy to root for. You know, it's not outsized of what it is. You know, it's really a good level of college football. Most of these kids are the type of kids you wouldn't mind having at your supper table. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. 24 teams, and their national champion is the last team to win a game. We have an 8-seed team playing for the national championship. And you know, at the next level, we have two teams from the same conference playing for the national championship. So, I mean, I don't want to say what is superior or what's better. I think everybody would know what my opinion is on that anyway.
I tend to agree with you, because I've been about, you know, the 4-14 playoff thing was a start, but I've always been of this mindset where you just open this whole thing up, and maybe this spreads everything out as far as recruiting, but open this whole thing up. Let's, like you just said, you could have an eight seed get in. We need to build some of that playoff excitement that we're seeing at the FCS level. I absolutely love the idea of obviously expansion upon the playoffs, but where win your conference, and it means more than a conference championship. Win your conference, and you could be in the playoffs. I've been about expanding this thing to whatever it is, 16 teams if we need to. I think it's fantastic.
Look, you know, conference champion, you ought to be playing for something besides,
right,
the, you know, a very cold night in Shreveport, Louisiana, 15 days before Christmas. And that's nothing against Shreveport. I'm sure it's a fine town, you know, but there's got to be something that they can do up at the next level to combine the bowls with the playoff, with a true playoff system. Because look, they're missing out on money, and that's not something that the NCAA does very often, is it? That's not an organization that's known for stepping over dollars to pick up nickels, you know, which is kind of seems what they're doing right now. So, but look, in a country that's as divided as we are, the one thing that brings everybody together is our dislike of the NCAA, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. We can, no matter what, we can find something to argue about when it comes to the NCAA. You're exactly right on that. And there's so many things nowadays, too. Again, we had the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, on yesterday talking about the transfer portal and NIL and how athletic directors are frustrated with the NCAA as a whole. And then you factor in the frustration going on with the lack of more playoff games, expanding this thing faster. I think there's a lot of angst towards the NCAA.
Look, and when you have a kid who's a quarterback at a P5 school who says, hey, I'm going to enter the portal, but I might come back to the place where I'm at right now. I mean, that's called free agency, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we should call things what they are. Words should have a meaning, right? You enter the transfer portal, but I'm still considering going back to where I am right now. I'm just going to test the water. You know, that's what guys have to play 7 or 8 years in the NFL to be able to do, right? But in college, you can do it now. $50,000 to sign as the offensive lineman for Texas. And the NCAA has kind of said, well, everybody clamored for this forever. Well, we're going to do it and then get out of the way. And that seems to be what's happening. Very little guidance, very little what are the rules. They just pretty much have opened up Pandora's box and said, this is what you wanted. And I guess you just follow it under, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Well, and I do think you said regulation. That's the key thing for me is I've been one of those guys that I think we can find a way to work it, but it can't be the wild, wild west out here. You know, you can't just throw, like you said, $50,000 for an offensive lineman. It's crazy. There's got to be some kind of regulation when it comes down to it. So it'll be interesting if after year one of this experiment with the NIL thing, things do tighten up. So what are your thoughts here, my friend, Kevin? Again, talking to Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation and let's, you know, give me your thoughts. Give me your picks here.
I like Montana State in this game, and so did my co-host Chris Callum. And Chris is a Big Sky homer, so he had kind of a dog in the fight, right? I'm not. I'm a Citadel and SoCon homer, you know. But so it's interesting to me that, you know, Vegas says 7.5-point favorite for Montana State. I like Montana State to win the game. I think the Bobcats win 24-17, bring the hardware back to Bozeman. And send a lot of people who I'm looking at right now and buys in green and gold back to Fargo very unhappy.
24-17. And I know, hey, if you're a Bears fan, you're rooting for Montana State. You're rooting for a Big Sky rep because you're looking at it saying, hey, that's going to be the team next year. We find a way to upset that team, and maybe big things are in store for us. Your thoughts, because I know you talked about McCaffrey, and obviously the name McCaffrey comes with so much. This season was, you know, it wasn't quite what they wanted to, but if you were expecting, you know, 5, 6, 7 wins from this team, that'd be tough because UNC has struggled for so many years. Ernest Collins Jr., love the guy, just could never get it right. I think he had a couple of winning seasons, but for the most part, it was a train wreck. So there was a lot to overcome. That being said, do you see McCaffrey and company overcoming this and getting better even as soon as next season?
Yes, they will be better next year. You were better this year than you were the year before. But I think we've seen that with FCS playoffs and with the so-called college football playoff of 4 teams up at the next level, that you can be real sexy on offense and want to throw it 55 times and break the scoreboard with the amount of yards you have. But none of those teams are still playing, are they? The teams that are still playing are the ones that can run the ball and play defense. I think if Northern Colorado can avoid trying to be what Montana State was under Rob Ashe, where, you know, they were lighting up the scoreboard, scoring 50 points, but they were losing 54-51. You know, the way you win in FCS football, you take the NDSU model, run the football, play defense, win the specialty teams, and you, too, have an opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah, wouldn't that be – again, you're making my producer back there pumped up. He's doing push-ups back there in the production room. Kevin, my friend, I love the pick. I'm with you. I'm going with Montana State as well. Throw out that Twitter handle because you do a great show. And you know what? Nobody else does this like you guys do. Obviously, the only nationally syndicated radio show. And it's so well-needed because there's so many excellent football teams and coaches and players and storylines to follow along when it comes to all things FCS.
Well, you can follow us on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio and the number one, at FCS Nation Radio, the number one. And we're really happy and proud to be on there in Greeley. It's an investment that I'm very glad to see that y'all are making in your local team. And it's our job to make you understand how your local team fits into the national picture. And we really enjoy doing it, and we're very, very happy to be on there. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it, y'all.
Kevin, looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to the game, my friend. And we'll love to catch up with you very soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Brady.
All right, Kevin Marshall. There he is, FCS Nation Radio. He likes Montana State 24-17. I can go with that. I think I can get behind that.
I'm okay with saying the Bears lost the FCS champion.
There you go. Hey,
we got him at home this season or next season. So let's go.
Yeah, schedule's out too. I'm looking at. It was a rough game for UNC that one for sure. But you know what? Yeah, got to start
you
somewhere.
Take what you can get. They
scored 7 on him. They did get 7 on maybe the national champs, Angel. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Later on, we're going to bring my whole show player of the week, presented by Red Wing Shoes, Drew Cuxhausen, who had 7 three-pointers the other night in that monster win over Southern Utah. The Bears get back at it tomorrow at Bank of Colorado Arena. So we're going to talk to Drew coming up shortly. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley. and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
29 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Excited about this next guest. We do my whole show player of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes. And it's been fun. We just kind of started it. It's a blast. And I was excited to see who the first one was going to be in 2022. And you know what? This guy deserves this one big time. Joining me now, Drew Cuxhausen, guard for the UNC Bears. The Bears, of course, beat Southern Utah last week, 91-81. Snapped a 20-game home game win streak by Southern Utah. Bears got it done. Drew Cuxhausen was 7-14 from the three-point line. He was shooting lights out, as we know he does. Drew, my friend, thanks so much. It's an honor to get you on the program, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, obviously, you could shoot the ball. We know that. But did the basket just look like a bucket out there, a giant barrel? Because you were just knocking them down left and right against the Thunderbirds last weekend.
It was looking pretty big for me. my teammates, they had been able to give me the ball early and give me some easy looks. So, you know, when I'm able to do that, the game comes a lot easier to me. And my teammates are doing a great job of getting me the ball. So it was a pretty easy night for me, I would say.
I mean, were you surprised by that, though? Because I'm looking at Drew Cuxhausen, I'm kind of circling you, saying, hey, we don't want to let this guy get hot here. We don't want to leave him open. But you were open, like pretty wide open quite a bit in that game.
Yeah, it was a little surprising how wide open I was able to get a few times just when they was in their press. And I was at the other end of the floor, or even just in the half court, I was able to get really good looks. So that was pretty surprising, but I was just glad I was able to knock a few down.
What does it mean to you guys as a team, you know, to go on the road, beat a team like Southern Utah that they just really don't lose at home? It'd been 20 games in a row at home that they won, and you guys come in and snapped it. Also, to mention Southern Utah, Montana State, those are your three Big Sky wins, 3-0 in the conference so far. All three of those teams were picked above you. So this has got to be kind of cool to start at least the conference play, especially going into a tough place like Southern Utah and getting the win.
Yeah, I think it was real big for us. Just as a team, you know, we got a few new guys like myself, and I think it was just good to see ourselves get a few conference wins and see some teams in the conference. But, I mean, you can't really ask for much better than 3-0 right now, so hopefully we can just continue to build on that.
And I know we'll get into tomorrow night as well for you guys, or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me, 2 o'clock, big game coming up, another Big Sky contest against Sacramento State, so we'll look at that. But talk to us, Drew, about that transition for you with this guy, with this team, with Coach Steve Smiley. I mean, what's that been like as far as just building up that chemistry at this point in the season?
At this point in the season, I feel like it's really going good. I can't lie, it was a little tough at the start, just coming to a new team as an older guy and learning the new language and learning all the stuff they do. But, you know, I think I fit in really well, and I think that the chemistry with everyone on the team is great. This is by far the most fun I've had playing in college, so I'm having a really good time.
I mean, you guys are such a fun team to watch. I heard Coach Smiley in the post game after that Southern Utah. He's like, hey, if they're going to give us an inch, if they're going to leave us open a little, we're going to let it fly, man. For a shooter like you, that's got to be a dream, right? To have a coach like that that's like, hey, let's shoot the basketball, man. Let's make some three-pointers.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I needed, and I'm glad they allow me just to come here and do that. And just play to my strength. You know, I don't have to do anything that I can't do. I just come in and shoot the three ball, and a lot of my teammates can shoot it pretty good as well. So I think that's a good thing for us.
Well, having guys like, oh, talk to us about Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson. I know there's so many studs, and I'll ask you about Bodie Hume too, Coor. I mean, so many guys on this roster that you love to follow. But Kuntz and Johnson, those two guys, they move around so well as those guards, really open, you know, keeping the defense off balance. And that's got to be a nice connection for you, a nice thing for you too, because, hey, these guys are moving around. They're penetrating. You trust them to be able to find you in that open space, even if you're not that open, but being able to find you on those crisp passes. And I've really noticed that, especially in conference play, they've been able to find their shooters.
Oh yeah, no, those two, I mean, they've done a great job of finding me all year. I love playing with both of them, and they're both so good with the ball and can do so many things with the ball that I'm just getting in my spots and I'm just letting them do the rest. They're getting me the ball, and I can't ask for much more at this point.
And what's your relationship like with Bodie Hume? I know he's a shooter too. Had some struggles, obviously, to start the season, but you're starting to see him come into his own. And I look at it and say, man, you guys are helping each other, because if one guy's hot, the other guy, they're gonna take on a double team. They're gonna take it way more attention, and that's gonna open up one of you guys. So some great shooters, as you mentioned. But what's that relationship like with Bodie?
Oh yeah, Bodie's a great dude. I've known Bodie for a while. We used to play against each other in high school a little bit. But yeah, he's a great player. He's a great shooter. When he can get going and start hitting a bunch of threes, I mean, that's when we're at our best. So, I mean, if me and him can and other guys can continue just to play off each other and give each other that confidence, then I think that would be real solid for us.
We're talking to Drew Cookshausen with the UNC Bears. The Bears are 8-7 on the year, 3-0 in Big Sky Conference play, going up against Sac State tomorrow. Looking forward to that one. See if you guys can build upon this strong conference resume. Do you have a chip on your shoulder at all? I mean, I always ask players and coaches when they look at the preseason standings, and they kind of had you guys around 5 or 6 or so. Do you look at that? Do you carry that with you throughout the course of the season? Or once you saw it once, you put it away, and it's like, you know what? They're all important games.
I wouldn't say I would. I mean, yeah, we're gonna have to play with a chip on our shoulder to do what we want to do this year. But at the end of the day, it's just coming out and playing the way we know how to play and taking care of business. At that point, I think everyone's really locked in, and we got a lot of older guys that want to win, for their last time around. So I think we'll be good.
I know you guys have big goals in mind for sure, and we'll see if you can grab that fourth win against Sac State. The Portland State game on Monday, postponed. Obviously, we all expect that, right? We're looking around the country. We're seeing players or teams throughout the country, whatever. They just kind of have to roll with those punches. Do you get to the point where you're almost just ready for that? You know at some point, because of COVID or whatever, there's going to be a pause. There's going to be a reschedule here and there. Do you pretty much just prepare yourself knowing that that's perhaps going to come down the line this next month or so?
Yeah, going forward, probably I just have to expect that it might be a few games canceled or postponed. I think we was pretty lucky at the start of the season to not have any of that happen, but at this point we just gotta deal with it, just keep getting better.
Just keep playing the games in front of you, right? Drew Cookshausen. Drew, you are I do a player of the week, my whole show player of the week. You were my first one of 2022. I mean, come on. I know you've achieved a lot of greatness, but that award, right? That's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Now, we love watching you play, man. You're a blast to watch. It's so much fun. And this Bears team, you guys give a lot of people stuff to root for. And we're suggesting people get out to that game tomorrow. It's Kids Day tomorrow. 2 free youth tickets using their promo at uncbears.com. So, Drew, my friend, go light it up tomorrow. Let's knock down some more threes. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
All right, my friend. Appreciate you jumping on, and look forward to catching up with you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Drew Cookshausen just absolutely lighting it up for this team. 7 of 14. He doesn't make two-pointers, does he, Angel? He's what you call a pure three-point shooter.
No, we found out from Jerry Schimmel this morning on NoCo Now that he hasn't made a two-point basket this season.
That's nuts, right?
I'll take it.
I mean, but that you know who you are.
It's a weapon that they have that they can use off the bench, starting lineup, whichever.
Well, when you have players like Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson, and hell, even Bodie can penetrate. I see him. I know he wants to shoot the three as well. When you have those kind of players, you don't need to do much more but just be ready. And that's what's so fun about this basketball team is Dalen Kuntz is going to penetrate. He's going to suck in defenders. He's got weapons. I joked with him. I was like, you're like Spider-Man. You can just you penetrate in and you're flinging that basketball all over the place. And that's got to be cool for Dalen too, because he knows, hey, if I'm not going to take it here and I'm doubled down here, they're crunching down, I've got so many weapons. I just have to be ready to pass the ball head on a swivel for Dalen Kuntz. 39 minutes after the hour. Great, great segment there with Drew Cookshausen. Get out there tomorrow, 2 o'clock. You heading out there tomorrow? Is it?
I might stop by.
You might stop by 2 o'clock.
I go to the bank.
Go to the bank and say, the bank, right? Go to the bank and then go to the bank, right? Check out this Bears team. That's the cool thing, though. It won't break the bank. It's pretty affordable tickets, right? Not crazy tickets.
So. I mean, I get in for free, so.
No, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. All right, 39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. What are your expectations for Colorado State men's hoops this year? We talked about that on the College Hoops Tip-Off Show last night at 5 o'clock with Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire. Because Doug Gottlieb was on the show earlier this week and basically said there's no reason the Sweet 16, maybe even Elite 8, shouldn't be out of the question. Maybe you're the Final Four. I don't think you have expectations. I don't think anybody. I think there's like five teams that could say that they have Final Four expectations. I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes. I mean, the Baylors, the Dukes, the Gonzagas. I mean, those are the goals for them. But it is. I mean, it's. I think it's realistic to look at it and say, I think Sweet 16. Those should be the realistic expectation, at least my. Now, again, anything can happen. I've had years, several years, where I think the CU Buffs are poised to make big, big things happen in the March Madness tournament. But, you know, they get knocked out the second weekend. So go vote at that one at theholeshow.com. And they got a big one coming up against San Diego State on Saturday. That is a huge test for the Rams. So what do you think? Are there expectations to win the Mountain West, to punch a ticket to March Madness, to advance to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four? And a lot of people, I mean, the expectations are definitely to go dancing. I think it would be a letdown if Colorado State doesn't somehow punch a ticket to March Madness. It's time. They've been steadily growing this thing. I almost said slowly, but that's not been the case because, you know, Nico Medved and company, they have grown this thing fast. I think this is, what, his fourth year? So most of your expectations are this. 28% of the hooligans are saying punch a ticket to March Madness. Second place is 23%. Advance to the second weekend. So 18% say Sweet 16. You got a 7% in there that says Final Four, baby. I'm expecting the Final Four. That's cool. Hey, dream big. You got it. Angel's thinking, you know, UNC football is probably going to be in the FCS championship next year.
Playoffs.
Okay. Big playoffs. I'll be curious to see. They got Wyoming next week.
Yeah, I'm
next year.
At the basketball team to go dancing this year. So
I actually think the basketball team will, but it's just such a hard.
It's early.
They need an at large. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Or if you win your regular season title or something. But I always hate it. You just got me off on something here, Angel. I hate that in the Big Sky Conference, you have to win the tournament to get in. So you could win your regular season title. You could go, I mean, theoretically, let's just say you go undefeated in Big Sky play. Then, who knows, off night, COVID, whatever, injury, and you're done. And I know that can work on the flip side, too, because in Wyoming with Mountain West, I remember a few years ago, you know, the Cowboys lost Larry Nance Jr., in the NBA now. He got mono. He was out for 2 weeks, and Wyoming's season just kind of plummeted. They lost like five games in a row. They weren't, you know, no at-large. That was out of question. Well, they went into the Mountain West Conference tournament, and they won the whole thing and then got into the tournament. So I don't like the fact that you can win, you can be an amazing basketball team, and then it comes down to a tournament play. We got the Lonster. Lonster, what is up, man? It's been a while. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, Happy New Year, too. How was your holidays there, man?
It was good. I got a chance to take off last week. It was more of a staycation, hung out with the wife and kid. Fantastic time. So no complaints, man.
Well, you know what? It's great to get you guys back on the air again.
I appreciate that, my friend.
I mean, those 2 weeks, it was like, no sports talk. What's going on here?
Hey, that's typically how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, really. It's like I'm ready to have lunch, and it's like I don't get to listen to sports talk here, man.
You could go back and listen to the podcast and just pretend we're live. I mean, you could do that next time.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You got to have the real stuff here.
I get it, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you what, on this CSU thing, I'd like to see them just punch their ticket and get in there and see how far they go.
So you're just thinking, hey, I'm expecting this team to at least go dancing, and then that's about it. We'll see what happens.
Yep, that's it. It's like the way they're going, I'll tell you what, it looks good so far.
Well, if they beat San Diego State tomorrow afternoon, now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's a big game.
Yeah, and San Diego State does give them a good run for it. But CSU always finds a way to kind of pull it out, too.
Yeah, they had the biggest comeback win in Mountain West Conference history last year in San Diego State. But again, no crowd, but still a big win. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man?
Oh, I'm going to have some hamburgers and some chips, and that's about is maybe some tomatoes and the whole nine yards there.
Hey, are you grilling those up or what's happening?
Oh yeah.
All right.
We got the grill going and everything.
All right, my man. Well, you stay safe out there, okay?
Hey, you do the same.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's the Lonster. Haven't heard from the Lonster in a while. I guess I was out all last week. How do you like this nickname from Eastside Chris for Drew Cuxhausen? Should he be called No 2 Drew?
I like it. Pass that on to Jerry.
That's pretty rare, right? That he doesn't have
pretty
any
impressive.
Yeah. Because I mean, you're one of the top scorers in the Big Sky.
He's going to start driving to the basket tomorrow. Watch.
Yeah, watch him start doing that. Yeah, sure. Well, he's a stud, man. He's a great addition. Great transfer over. All right, 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up hour number one. I'm going to talk to Clark Johnson, the voice of Preps Radio. Because it's this is when our worlds collide. They collapse. Because we got this story about the Fort Collins High School football players, Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson, committed to CSU. I think they were getting like full rides. But then the new coaching staff comes in with Jay Norvell, and they're like, sorry, good luck somewhere else, buddy. Do you think that they should uphold the agreement, the school should, or do you think that you're committing to the coaches? That's the way of the world now. We'll talk about that in the second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Do want to thank one of our new sponsors of the program. That's Miranda Simpson. Having someone local has never been more important. I truly believe that. She's here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Miranda is your local State Farm insurance agent for the Fort Collins and entire Northern Colorado area. She's a Colorado State University grad, and of course, she's a big-time CSU Ram supporter. So give her a buzz. You know, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, life insurance, and business insurance. That's Miranda Simpson. Her number is 970-223-7800. Drew Locke, Zach Stevens tweeted out some comments from Drew Locke, basically along the lines of, hey, if you give me a job, you know, and I'm prepping every single week for it, you know, as the starting quarterback, I can guarantee you I'm gonna be able to give you a good shot to win a football game. And some people commented and was like, "Why you're not prepping now? You haven't been prepping." Well, he doesn't get reps. He doesn't get those game reps. He doesn't get those practice reps. When you are practicing as the starting quarterback, you're getting all the reps, everything. Well, Drew's coming in for a few things, but when you're installing your game plan, you're using the current quarterback. Listen, I have been seeing all of the great things that Teddy has been saying. There is no doubt he is a tremendous guy. I mean, he's just a great guy. Says all the right things. And Zach's been tweeting out a bunch of things about Teddy. And listen, he is. He's a good leader. Nice guy. Trust me. I believe that. But again, you know where I am on the whole Drew Locke thing. What's going to happen tomorrow? I mean, is this, if the Broncos find a way to do it, Drew Locke wins and looks amazing, and Vic, I'm telling you, man, just get ready. They're going to try to run this thing back. What are the Broncos? I mean, how much pressure is there on George Payton now? Suddenly, like, right? This is your first year, and you thought, okay, this is going to be kind of a freebie-type year because you don't have your ownership situation set. You inherited these guys. You inherited these coaches and the players. But he said one of the main reasons he took the job was because of Vic Fangio. If he fires Vic and brings in a young up-and-comer, like, again, I keep bringing up Byron Leftwich, who, I don't know, he's interviewing with Jacksonville. But if he does that, he takes pressure off himself, doesn't he? Because then you say, okay, you got a new head coach in. You got to let that breathe for a year. We'll see how it goes. If you run it back next year, you are essentially saying that you believe what Vic is saying, that you're this close, as, you know, as Steve Adazio pointed out with his thumb and index finger, you were this close, then you really believe you are. Therefore, it is playoffs or bust next year for Denver. Playoffs for bust for everybody. Maybe even George Payton. Like, that's a big decision. He's already got one crucial decision under his belt as far as not drafting a quarterback in his first NFL draft. If he brings Vic back and their quarterback struggles continue and Vic Fangio struggles, then you are having serious doubts about George Payton. No question about it, man. So this is not a big game, but the decision coming afterward, it's going to be big. All right, that's going to do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up, we'll talk to Clark Johnson of Preps Radio about this latest with CSU and transfer and their, you know, not honoring scholarships. We'll get to that in second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.